Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Gracious Lord, we bring everything before you this morning, Lord. We bring all our dreams, our aspirations, our cries, our difficulties, and we cast it at your feet, Lord, knowing one thing, Lord, that we need you more than all these things, Lord. The cry of every heart is more of you, Lord. The desire of every soul this morning, Lord, is more of you, Lord. As a church, we say, God, more of you. Just pour all of you into this church, Lord. Pour till it overflows to that world, Lord. Just more of you, Lord. Church, God is in the house this morning. His word says where two or three of us are gathered in his name, there in our midst, he will be found. God is here. Acknowledge his presence. Recognize his presence. Give thanks for his presence. For it's more than all we could ever ask for, is the presence of the Lord. Lord, bless us this time as we would fellowship with you, as we would exchange our hearts with you, Lord. Come bless us this morning, I pray, in Jesus' name. And everybody say, amen. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Thank you, worship team. That's always awesome to be with you guys. If I ever want to be a worship leader, I'll come and join you guys. Hallelujah. That's the dream of my heart. Church, good morning. And I want to tell you something in my heart. I don't think I'm here by accident. God has a reason, church. Just now when we joined the prayer, I was so excited. The worship team was singing songs that I'm going to preach today. And I told Pastor Agus, this year, God gave me only one sermon. One sermon. I said, how to earn a living? He said, take one sermon. One. Everywhere I go, one sermon. But the sermon has been a blessing to my family, to my heart. It will bless you. It will bless everyone. Amen? Do you know we started this year and this new decade in a bad way? The nation of Australia was almost burned to the ground. We had floods. We are having coronavirus now. It seems that the enemy has unleashed an onslaught on us. And you know why? The nation of Australia has removed God from the nation. It's removed. And I said, Lord, what do you have? And he said, this is it. Remember, put this in your heart. He said, seek my presence, not the presence I give you. Seek my presence. My presence. We sang the song. Your presence is all around. In the waters, in the fires. You know, my life, this year I'm having a hard life. Not a good start. I wish it didn't start that way. But you know, I'm so encouraged. I take courage. I'm so happy because the presence of the Lord is with me. Bring it on. This morning I prayed. I said to the enemy, bring it on. Because my God is with me. This morning I want to speak in this friend. Seek his presence. Cry, crave, hunger for his presence. Go with me to Exodus 33. It's a dialogue between Moses and God. Talking to God. He's telling the Lord, thank you for all the good works. Thank you for your praises. Thank you, you've done it. But God, I don't want all this. I want your presence. We just found a prayer. It was good. We have become so comfortable, so convenient with everything, so complacent that we don't even know whether God is with us. Moses talked to God. Hey, when did you last talk to God? When did you last say, God, please rock up, Lord. Please rock up, Lord. My days are just filled with heartaches. My mornings are just filled with heartache. My nights are filled with tears. God, rock up, please, Lord. I need you. Have you ever cried that way? I need you, Lord. Not only in your crisis, daily call out, Lord, I need you, Lord. Oh, how I need you, Lord. I desperately knock on heaven's door because I say, Jesus, open that door and listen to the cry of my heart. If you have your Bibles on 33, let's go down to verse number 14. Then the Lord replied. Listen, God replied to Moses, I, Yahweh, will personally go with you. Come on, church. God speaks. Amen? Are you alive? God is alive. Don't die. He's alive. He answered to all the requests that Moses said. Thank you for praising me. Thank you for saying how good I am. Thanks, everything. But God, you go with me. If you don't go, I'm not going. How many of us dare talk to God this way? If you don't rock up, God, I'm not going to rock up too, Lord. He talked to God, and the Lord answered and said, the Lord replied, I will personally, I like that term, personally. He didn't say, I'll send my angels, I'll send my number two, I'll send my assistant. He said, I, Yahweh, will go with you. You know, that's a very personal God. He said, I'll go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine. You know why we struggle? Because nothing is fine in our lives. And you know why nothing is fine? Because we haven't found God. When you find God, you find fineness. Amen? For in your presence, there's fullness of joy. Amen? In your presence. You know, there are some people, you just don't want to be in their presence. Amen? Come on, man, let's be honest. There are some people, they talk and I look at the clock. Let me go, please. Let me go. Lord, end the conversation. Please, Lord, I want to run. Lord, I want to run. But there are some people, I want to linger. I want to linger. Oh, don't go, please. Presence. Where and what is the presence that you're seeking in this world? Are you enjoying the company of the world? Or are you enjoying the presence of God? You know, I was in hospital yesterday. I don't know what to do. I was looking out at town, the city. Where is it? It's in Victoria Parade. Looking out is, I never go to the city, so I'm just looking. I say, wow, beautiful city, yeah? And then I turn around, I see my wife in pain. And I ask the Lord, I say, God, forward got joy, behind got pain. What are you doing, Lord? I said, I dare not look back, so I better look in front. But then my wife called me, why are you looking there? Look here. And I learned one thing. I really learned one thing when I saw that, you know, in every moment of pain, there is joy. Think about it. When I think, I said, if it's not for the pain, I won't be desperate for His presence. Come on, church. We are so convenient. We got everything the world can give us. We got everything. We are Indonesians, Asians. We got everything. But in that pain, when I look back, I could still say, Lord, thank you. In the pain, you are present. This morning, I want to talk about this. He says, the presence of God. Moses said, show me your presence. How many of you cry this? Show me your presence. We may not see the physical presence of God, but we can recognize the presence of God. You get what I mean? I hope you can recognize His presence. That God's presence makes a difference in our life. I prayed this starting of the year. I said, God, why did you give me this message to preach? He said this, listen, because you will be tested to find my presence. And lo and behold, starting from January till today, I have had nothing but heartaches, sad news, bad news, you name it all. But I'm still going. You know why? Because Jesus told me this, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you. Amen? And I can joy. I joke with my wife, and the nurse asked me, "Are you joking?" I said, "Yes." It's not humor. I said, "It's joy." And then the nurse asked me, "What's the difference between humor and joy?" I said, "English 101. I'll come back tomorrow and teach you." The joy of the Lord. I am not a sadistic person. My wife is suffering. No, the joy of the Lord tells me this right in my heart. I am in control. I'm in control. You get sad, it's not going to change the situation. But if you remember my joy. You know, I like the sharing. Where's the guy who did? I love that. You know, that healing of the lepers is fantastic. You know why they were healed? Let me tell you, the first healing took place because they were in the presence of Jesus. They were there. The Bible didn't say he lay hands. No, he said just as he stood there and he told them, in his presence there's healing. His presence. Oh, you know, I was so excited when Pagus called me. I said, "Lord, who else am I going to preach? One sermon. One only. This is the first time you give me one sermon. Like Malaysia cannot cari makan like that. How to make a living, Lord? But one sermon is my presence." And I tell you, every day, I wake up till I go back and sleep after seeing my wife. It's nothing but God's presence. God's presence. There are a few things I want to share. Few things that is on my heart I want to share. That Moses articulated. You go back, you read Exodus 33. There are three things God was implying. Implying. Not explicitly, but implying to Moses about his presence. Number one. In his presence. He is telling Moses, in my presence, there is power. Amen? Hey, we are power crazy people. Huh? Some people get a bit of power, they get off the planet. Huh? So have you met people like that? Friend and friend. But one person gets into position and power, he forgets you. Look at our government, you can see it clearly. Huh? People get power crazy. But God was telling Moses, recognized he was going down to the promised land with these people. He knew the dangers. Friend, do you know this year there's a lot of dangers for you? It's a new year, a new decade. There are multiple dangers lurking around the corners. There are multiple potholes laid before you. There will be multiple encounters for you. Unless you have God, you'll bite the dust. Moses knew. And therefore, when he asked for the present, he was saying, "God, if you go with us, who can be against us?" Amen? Who can stand before Yahweh? Moses recognized, and therefore he implied, he said, "God, I need your presence. I need your presence this year, Lord. I'm facing an uphill battle, Lord. My knees are weak. My heart is weak. My faith is shaken, Lord. But if you go with me, Lord, I have the power." Church, you need the power of God to live this Christian life. We are going to face greater obstacles. The Christian faith is going to go through the greatest tests. And I thank God for a prime minister like Scott Morrison. But you know, he's under fire. There are people out to take him down. Because of his strong Christian values, how much more you and I should be praying for him that the power of God rests in the right people. Amen? Because we are going to face difficult times. The church is going to face difficult times. You will face difficult times. I don't wish it on you. But it's going to come, friend. Are you prepared? I think of that beautiful story of Daniel and his friend. In that fire, look at what? The presence of God silenced the lion. The presence of God lowered the temperature of that fire that it didn't even scar or burn them. Isn't that true? God's presence. That even when they look, they say, hey, how come there's another guy? Where did this guy come from? God's presence rocked up. You face fires in life. You're going to face uphill. You're going to face a lot of things. Unless God is with you, you'll be defeated, church. Amen? We sang that beautiful song. There's another one in the water. There's another one in the fire. It's good to sing, but do you believe? Knowing about God is good. Experiencing God is greater. The encounter with God transforms your thinking to belief. What you think is thinking. What you believe is a result of that thinking with an encounter, and now I believe. Amen? It's good to think about God, to know God. It's good to study the Bible. Fantastic. Go ahead. Fill your head with the Bible. But until it is tested, your belief is not strong. Remember Thomas's? He said, come on, don't tell me this story, Jesus came. He said, that's a lot of BS, man. But until Jesus came true, he saw. Huh? Jesus didn't come by the door, he came by the wall. The moment he didn't even touch, he said, Lord, I believe. What did Jesus say? Blessed are those who do not see, but believe. The presence of God wants to establish our belief in God. You know, when I was reading on the... I had a friend who was involved in these fires. He's not a firebug, but he was helping put the fires off. And the testimonies that came out, atheists, people who don't believe in God were praying. How could that happen? Let me ask you a question. Do you think God will hear that man's prayer? God will. Anyone that lifts up a prayer to God, God will respond. The presence, people saw the miracles of the fire moving in directions as people prayed. God was in the fire, amen? God was in the fires. And I think of the virus that is going around now. You pray for your families, church. It's a virus that they have not yet found a vaccine to contain. Someone wrote an article that said this virus could be as deadly as the 1800s, where 30 million people died. And in that 30 million, there'll be Christians too, friend. Yesterday, I had a call from Singapore. My family is there, and they said some of the places are shut down. People are walking about with masks because they've detected a few that came through the airport. You sit in an aeroplane. You walk the streets. You know, I sit in hospital. I'm more worried about getting sick than not. You know, you think you go to hospital to get cured. No. They dish out a lot of bugs there. Big bugs, small bugs, all the bugs. Serious. Even the doctor told my wife, we'll try to get you ready and go home. Because her immune system has dropped so low. All the bugs are attracted to her. And then I thought, you go to hospital, you can pick up the bar. Think about it. How much you need God's presence as an insulator, God, from out. What are there out there, Lord? I don't know what is there, Lord. I walk. I sit in the hospital every day. I pray this, you know, God, just get the bugs out of me, please. Put a sign, no bugs on this guy, please. Because that's what they say. Everybody puts a mask. God's presence gives power. Church, you want power? Call God. Call the name of God. His presence. In His presence, there is fullness of joy, friend. Power to overcome. Power to sustain. Power to declare. Power to live above your circumstance. There is power in it. When you ask for God's power this year, you know, many times we want the presence, the presence, Ang Paula, this, but we don't want the presence of God. You know, I don't want that presence. You can keep your Ang Pao. I want His presence better than the Ang Pao. This one, Tua Pao, that Ang Pao. But God's presence. You know, I cried. When God spoke to me, He cried. He said, the Lord told me, you need my presence for this year. And I said, Lord, I've been a Christian 45 years. I pastored and I ministered 45 years this year, Lord. You mean I never had your presence? And he said, how much more this year you will need my presence? Power. Number two, in his presence, there's peace. Peace of God. You know, the world is manipulating with our minds. The system is manipulating with our hearts. And as a result, our minds and hearts are not in tandem. And therefore, we go through depression, stress, anxieties. Even though we have everything, yet we are stressed. Even though God has given us blessing, yet we are anxious. You agree with me? I had a friend who said, Pastor Michel, can you pray for me? I said, why? I want to change job. I said, why do you want to change? I don't feel this job is good. I said, you want to change because you don't feel good. Fantastic. You know, there are people who want a job not because they don't feel good. They're desperate. You have a job, but you want to change. What's wrong with you? Not so. Pastor, this one not so. Not so what? Not so what? Not so exciting. I said, the job doesn't excite you. You excite the job. Amen? Pray. I don't like to pray this type of prayer. I like to pray for somebody who's desperately looking. Pastor, I need a job to look after my family, to pay my... This type of prayer, I will pray. You have a job and you don't feel what you're feeling? I don't know. Pray. You know, friend, the enemy has taken this from us, the peace of heart. Jesus said, a peace I give unto you that the world in all its learning and knowledge will never understand. The peace I give you. You know, I love my wife heaps. I can be rough on the street. My wife scold me, I keep quiet. And my kids always say, Daddy, on the street, you look like a gangster at home. I always say, you must know where the power lies. But I love my wife. And to see her go through would have made me a wreck. But you know, the peace of God allows. I go to hospital, I joke with her. Even though she's in pain, I'll joke, I laugh. I take her out, wheelie her on the wheelchair. And accidentally, I went over somebody's toes with the wheelchair and the guy jumped. And I said, sorry, man, I'm still holding L's, man. This is my first time. But you know, I found that God has given us the peace to ride the storm. In any storm, two things can happen. God can calm the storm or He allow the storm to calm you. And in the calming of you, you realize, you establish something. The peace of God is into you. We need peace. No, I hear families breaking up. I hear family fight. It saddens my heart. Parents are fighting with kids. Kids fighting with parents. Parents fighting with parents. Somewhere, nowhere to fight. They fight with the dog. No peace. We think, let me address it. We think a good job, a good degree, a good salary will give us peace. Let me tell you, it will bring you more heartaches. In the understanding of peace, I only know one need, His presence. His presence. His presence. To see young people sick, and I wonder why. To see some families struggling, I wonder why. To hear how firemen have given their life and their career to fight fires and die. I can't understand. Only the peace of God can hold it. Somebody said the greatest glue that God has given humanity is called peace. Peace holds us together. Anything less than peace, we scatter, we shatter, we fight. And Moses was asking God, I want your peace. You know, if you're a manager, 12 people can be a headache. Eh? 12 people got 12 different minds, 12 different opinions. In church, you know, eh? Everybody want to be smarter than you. Sometimes I ask him, have you been to Bible school? No, sit down, quiet. Can you imagine Moses leading 1 million over people? You know how much a heartache he's going through? How much a stress? He said, God, just give me your peace, please. Otherwise, I'll turn around and shoot everybody, Lord. Peace. You know, church, the worst thing that can happen, we fight in church. We fight with the ones we love. And that's normally what it does. We don't fight with the enemy, we fight with the one we love. Because we think they will forgive me. They think it's okay, you understand me. I don't understand. Moses prayed for peace. And I pray this year will be a year of peace. I'm telling you honestly, the storm will not go. The storm will be there. I need peace to ride the storm. I never pray. Listen, I'm not a sadistic. I never pray, Lord, remove. I always pray, Lord, strengthen me that I may go through. I love Israel. I'm a warrior. I'm a real warrior. I got German blood, German warrior. I love to go through. I don't like to sidestep. Really, I love. That's why people always say, Pastor Mitchell, you're very confrontational. I said, yes, I like to confront. I don't sidestep. There's a difference. It's a difference of characteristic. It's a different composition that I dare face the storm. I never run. I never hide. Because when the storm comes, there are two things that activate in my mind immediately. I can, because God will be with me. I will, because it's the will of God I go through. Learn this. 40 years I work this way. I never run. Any trouble comes, yours truly is there. I don't go and create trouble. Huh? Bagus, no. I never create trouble. But don't trouble me because I'll trouble you also. No, but friend, peace. We need peace. We fight. We hurt ourselves because we got no peace. Can't sleep at night. No peace. Can't eat. Any problem, I still eat, friend. I have never once said, I can't eat because I got heart attack. Even I was in hospital heart attack, I asked the guy, where's the food? He said, no, you cannot eat. Eat a little bit. I said, why cannot? I'll go and buy. I love food. But people who got no peace of heart can't eat, can't sleep, can't talk, can't walk. There's no peace. Doctor diagnosed, no sickness, no peace. Psychiatric case. No, no peace. And I tell you, you laugh. The enemy is going to rob your peace. He'll take it bit by bit. You pray, God's presence here. God's presence is an insulation for you and I against the enemy. He wants to take your peace. Moses wanted His presence, His power. Thirdly, God's presence gives us purpose in life. I know. Moses knew. You call me, you said good things about me. Now I know that God, you have a plan and a purpose for me. This purpose can only be fulfilled if you go with me. Amen? I remember when my kids were young, they always said, Daddy, we know when we go street work, I like to, now I don't do any more street work. Huh? Now I'm too old. Those days when I do street work, every Saturday, I go out 11 o'clock. At night, I come back 3:45, 4 o'clock. I will roam the streets. I go and look for drug addicts. I spy and I go. Like what's that program they call? What's that program? Tom Cruise X. Some police. I love that police program. And I would go and I go and I look for them. And my kids will always say, Daddy, I dare not go alone. But if you go, I will go with you. Make me more frightened because I dare not bring my kids. Then I realized, not everybody can do it. Only those that have a purpose from God. And God establishes that purpose by following you to make that purpose become true. Think about it. What did Jeremiah say? I have a purpose and a plan. For what? To prosper you. And in that purpose and plan is this, I will establish in you my kingdom. When you have God's kingdom, you have the king. Amen? If there's no king, no kingdom. Because the word kingdom is a double word in the English language. It means king and domain. You can have a domain without a king. But if you have a king, you must have a domain. That's why you call king. He said, I establish my kingdom. God has a purpose. Moses knew God had a purpose. And he said, God, let's fulfill this purpose, you and I. You know, sometimes we are lone rangers. SWAT team. Have you seen the TV program SWAT? Ooh, that's my favorite. Sometimes I feel like SWAT. Then when the fly come, I take the SWAT and whack the fly. Hallelujah. But you know, church, God has a purpose. And he, let me tell you, something you need to... In God's purpose, listen, He has allowed trials, testings, and temptation. James says this, count it all joy, my brother, my sister, when you go to trials, testing, and temptation. God doesn't tempt, but God allows. Why? He wants to build your character. So every storm is a purpose intended program for you. I don't know why I'm going through, but I know I never fail. You know why? Because I don't like failing. You know why? I have a very big ego. I cannot fail. Because my God is a big God. But God has a purpose. Look at it carefully. This life that you live is not in your control. You can't control. Amen? I don't know what is tomorrow. I don't know. We were enjoying. Last 2 weeks ago, I went to Brisbane to celebrate my brother's 70th birthday and to do ministry. And my wife was okay. We were walking. She was feeling a bit numb, the leg. I massaged. I took... What's the thing? I see. My memory becoming bad. Tola angin. I put tola angin. The angin also tola. Every day I massage. She was good. She came back on the 4th of January. The Sunday after that, suddenly could never walk. Next, just yesterday can walk. Today cannot walk. Her leg shut down. They don't know why. But yesterday was so good. Then I realized, friend, the change can come instantly without you know. You got no control over. You think you control your leg? Sorry, Matt. You think you control your mind? Sorry, Matt. You think you control your life? Woe be to you if you think that way. There's a God. And I carried my wife with my son. And I said, my wife? I have to carry? I'm strong. Thank God for myself. Look at my muscle. But from walking to no walking. And I thought, how much I need God's presence, friend. You need God's presence. God has a purpose. God has a purpose. I don't know. Till today, I tell you, I don't know. But you know, I know something. I'm not giving up to find it. I'll keep finding. I'll keep asking. I'll keep praying. I'll keep knocking. I'll keep praying. I'll keep arguing with God. But I will not give up. You know why? There's an answer waiting for me. His presence. I pray that you will realize, church, you need God's presence. Don't think I'm young, nothing can go wrong. That's the lie of the devil. Old, we always think old people die. Come on, man. I'm not old. I'm only 25. I still can kick a soccer ball. But there are young people, 22 years, dying of cancer. Not even smoked a cigarette. Dying of lung cancer. Surely it must frighten you. It's in the air. It's in the food. It's in the system of this world. God is... Keep praying. Ask God for His presence. When you come to church on Sunday, let me just pray this prayer. God, I bring. Listen, I'm not coming to meet your presence. I bring your presence to this church. Amen? Because God lives in your heart. So God, when I gather on this, you know, I love Bagus. I love the prayer meeting behind. That's the powerhouse. You bring God's presence collectively, the presence of God. We pray, we worship. We are lifting up the name of... When you lift Him up, what does He do? He draw all men. His presence. Oh, I enjoyed that prayer. Especially some of you have... Some of you, I'm not fair. I told God, you're not fair. Some people got so nice voice. Why you didn't give me half? Never give me some. I hear some people sing and I get jealous. I said, Lord, come on, man, do something about my, do some alterations. Because when I went to Bible school in 1978, that's my desire. I want to be a worship leader. That time, no worship. That time, sing chorus and hymn. Remember, I was hymns, all hymns only. Then I tried the first time in Bible school. My lecturer said, sit down, don't worship anymore, please. Please don't, Pastor. He said, don't. You just sit down and pray enough. And for years, until today, I love to be a worship leader. I don't know why, but now then, and I hear people sing, I say, God, come of it, man. Get your technicians to work on my throat a bit, adjust some of the tones. But you know, God has a purpose that I don't worship. I do different. But I've never lost faith in God because I didn't get what I want. In fact, I love Him even more. I love Him even more. Can you imagine, maybe if I have a worship leader, I'll become very arrogant? Yeah, I believe that. Amen. See, one enough already. True. But I tell you, God has a purpose. Learn to acknowledge and accept that purpose in life. God's presence. Amen. Moses said, Lord, I won't go unless you go. Pray this prayer, Lord, I don't want to do anything until you get me to, you come in me. How do you do this? As a church, remember, God has put leaders over you. Leaders that discern and understand God's plans for your life. Flow with your leaders. Flow. Moses recognized God as his leader and he flows with God. God, what do you want me to do? But I ask you, God, please go with me. Give me the power, give me the peace, give me, Lord, the purpose I can achieve. Amen? You will achieve, church. Listen, this is 2020, third decade. Listen, we are moving closer to the coming or to the end? Moving closer to His coming or moving closer to the end? Whatever it is, you need God's presence. You need His presence. Oh, may that be the cry of your heart. Lord, I need my presence. I don't know if you're going through the fires now or you're going through the waters. I don't know if you're struggling. I don't know what you're crying in your heart, but I have an answer today. Seek His presence. Seek His presence. Be found in His presence. Enjoy the presence. Psalms 37:4 says, delight. Enjoy His presence. Be with, soak yourself in the presence of God, and He will give you the desire of your heart. Hallelujah. Let's pray, church. Let's rise to our feet as we pray. Hallelujah. Lift up your voice. Church, lift up your voice. You pray to God for this year. You pray to God for your life. You pray to God that the presence of God become real to you. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, Rabba, Shikiri, Andalama, Sikiri, Andalama. So, God, our hearts are troubled, Lord. Our hearts are heavy, Lord. We are facing issues in life, Lord. Some may be big, some may be small, some may be irregardless, Lord. We have facing issues in life, Lord. And we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you to heal, to touch, to remove. We need you, dear Lord. We cry to you, Lord. Come, journey with us. Walk with us. Even though we walk through the valley, the shadow of death, Lord, you are there with us, Lord. You will not forsake us or condemn us or leave us, but God, you promise to be with us, Lord. In the most difficult hours of our lives, Lord, our cry is, Lord, go with me, Lord. Walk with me, Lord. Hold my hand, Lord, and lead me, Lord. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. We call you Abba, Father, because you allow us to call you Abba, Father. You know our hearts. Reach down and touch our hands, Lord, as we hold on to you, Lord. As we hold on to you, Lord. As we hold on, Lord. And this is our prayer. Do not leave, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come, Pagus.
Hallelujah, Jesus, you have won it all for me, and death could not hold you down. You are the King, you are the reason, King. You're seated in majesty. You are the reason, King.
Come on, praise that, and let's declare.
Pastor Carol McKay,
So we booked her ticket already since last year. And yesterday she flew from London to Melbourne via Hong Kong. She doesn't have a problem in Heathrow Airport. Until she arrived in London, in Hong Kong, they not allow her to come to Melbourne because they said that your visa expired already. You have to go back to London. So when the news coming, then I know I can plan everything, but God still under control.
Yes.
Then I call Pastor Misa.
Yeah.
He was sad. He was in the hospital, and I said, okay, Pastor Misa, are you free tomorrow? And he said, yes, August. Now you come to my church and you preach. God is a good God.
Amen.
And to all of you young people, it's good to have a plan, a planning. But if you trust God,
yes.
Know what to do. Never argue with God. So when Ruth told me that Daddy Carol cannot coming, so we still I'm still online with her. Then I know the Lord said to me, you have to replace somebody. And then he remind me of Pastor Miso. Thank you, Pastor Miso. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is what the Lord want. After 3 months planning, he canceled everything. I pay for expensive ticket. But I said, Lord, it's worth it to hear something that you want us to hear.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And Lillian, come on, pray for. And come on, Lillian. And then after that, I will closing prayer. So yes. before I forgot, started next week, we start 9:30. And 11:30, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, good. And secondly, started next week on February, March, April, May, 4 months, we started with Daniel's series, Book of Daniel's, 4 months, with different speakers, all right? So, tonight, or tomorrow, when you read the Bible, started reading Daniel, okay? We will go through all the books of Daniel. Okay, good. Okay, fine.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, this morning, we lift up Pastor Miso and Aunt Miso and their family into your hand. They are your servant, Lord. We know that you love them. You care for them. Lord, I bless this family.
Thank you, Lord.
David says, even he walked through the darkest valley.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus.
He says, no evil Amen. Will fear yes, him because he know that you are with him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I pray this morning, may these verses be true to this family, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let them acknowledge that you are with them.
Amen.
I
Hallelujah.
Pray for their children, Lord, and open their eyes. Let them know that you are with their parent. And let them know also that you are with them.
Amen. Yes.
And I pray that they are not discouraged, but you comfort them.
Amen.
Your rod and
Lord.
Your staff comfort this family. You bless them financially. We pray for strength for Anne, Lord. Strength her, Lord. And I pray for this cancer to stop growing, to stop spread in the name of Jesus. And I pray, let this experience be a great testimony for you. And glorify
Amen.
Your
Amen.
Name. Yes, I bless Lord. Again this Thank family. You, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
in return, you bless us now.
Amen. Amen. I can't go up. I'll stand down. Amen. Abba, Father. Church, let's give the Lord a clap offering. God, we thank you. We rejoice, Lord. It is you, not the preaching, not the preacher. It is you. It's you. It's you, Lord. Hallelujah. May the love of the Father, may the sweet presence of Jesus, and may that powerhouse of the Holy Ghost be with us, Lord. Comfort us, embrace us, and keep us close to your heart, oh God. And may our eyes look to you until the day of Maranatha, Lord, when you come back for us. In your name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
See you next week, 9:30 or 11:30. Have a great Sunday, church.